Kananaskis, a female grizzly bear, believed to be protecting her two cubs, attacked a 38-year-old man hiking alone in a remote area in southern Kananaskis country on Sunday, September 26. Provincial wildlife officials say the bear mauled the hiker during a surprise encounter by a creek near Store Elk Mountain, south of Highwood Pass in Elbow Sheep Wildland Provincial Park shortly before 1 p.m. John Pichkovsky, a Canmore-based park ecologist with Alberta Parks, said the hiker had his head down as he headed into more technical terrain and looked up to see a grizzly bear about 6 meters away with two cubs directly behind her. They surprised each other and she charged and attacked the gentleman, Pichkovsky said. It was a short-duration attack of about 30 seconds, and during that time he sustained injuries basically from head to toe, and she disengaged from the attack. Conservation officers and other staff were on site Monday investigating what may have led to the encounter, but Pichkovsky said the initial assessment points to a typical defensive attack on the part of the mother bear wanting to protect her cubs. It was a typical surprise encounter involving a female with cubs, and she acted as most grizzly bears do, he said. There is no plan to trap the female bear because her behavior was natural. We haven't set any traps and we're not looking for the bear, Pichkovsky said. We are trying to collect some genetic samples to see if it is a known bear. It was in a fairly remote location. With no cell coverage in the area, the badly injured hiker used an in-reach satellite communication device to raise the alarm. The rescue helicopter could not safely land at the site because of windy conditions, but a conservation officer was slung in to prepare the patient to be slung to a waiting ambulance. He was then rushed to Foothills Medical Center in Calgary. Pichkovsky said the hiker had serious, but non-life-threatening injuries. There were significant injuries to his head and face and feet and legs, he said. Following the encounter, Alberta Parks was quick to close an extensive area of Elbow Sheep Wildland Provincial Park west of Highway 40 from Peter Lougheed Provincial Park boundary south to an unnamed ridge south of Running Rain Lake off Mount Odlum. A warning was also extended to other areas in the grizzly bear's home range, including Ptarmigan Cirque, Pocatera Ridge, Arethusa, Lipsit, Mist, Picklehar Creek and Lantern Creek. The closure and warning will remain in place until further notice. Nick DeReuter, Program Director and Interim Executive Director for Bow Valley Wild Smart, said it is not unusual for female bears to act defensively when protecting their cubs. When you run into a mother bear protecting her cubs, we call those defense encounters, that's when we're seen as a threat to her cubs, DeReuter said. Often they will bluff charge to let you know you are too close, and in those situations we want to try and leave the area and to remain calm. We don't know exactly what the bear is thinking, if it's a bluff charge or if they are actually going to make contact. Although the hiker was carrying bear spray, the incident happened very quickly and underlines the need to have pepper spray easily accessible in the event of an encounter. Pichkovsky encourages people to follow what he calls the 2-second rule. From the time you see that bear, you need to have your bear spray out and ready to deploy in 2 seconds, he said. It is very possible, but it takes a little practice. The hiker involved in this encounter was traveling alone, but wildlife experts say it is much safer to travel in groups of at least 4 individuals. Once you've got a big group, not only are you making noise, but you're more intimidating to bears, said DeReuter, noting the chance of a bear encounter is reduced by hiking together. Hopefully that mother bear will take a look at your big group and then take off into the trees as opposed to standing her ground and running at you or bluff charging or whatever it might be. There is also an elevated risk of running into a bear at this time of year as people and bears are traveling in the same environment. DeReuter said hordes of people are heading into the alpine and subalpine for as part of the annual fall pilgrimage as the green larches have turned golden, and that's also where the grizzly bears are at this time of year trying to find food. They are trying to get those last-minute calories before hibernation, ground squirrels and digging up roots and bulbs, he said. With a less-than-ideal buffaloberry season, DeReuter said there are lots of hungry bears out there and it's vital they get the calories they need heading into hibernation. They really need to put on those pounds and get nice and fat for winter, not only to survive to winter hibernation, but also for the females in order to reproduce, they have to be healthy and fat in order to do that, he said. We want to try and maximize opportunities for them to do that. We are all sharing the same space and all these people heading up there are certainly going to interrupt their feeding patterns and feeding habits. Another safety tip is keeping dogs on leash at all times as required by law. According to De Reuter, a grizzly bear bluff charged a group of hikers with their dog off leash the previous weekend in the same Highwood Pass area. Better yet, especially at this time of year, consider leaving your dogs at home, he said. Go and enjoy the larch hike without having dogs that want to run off leash or dogs that want to disrupt grizzly bears' feeding habits. Please report all bear sightings immediately to 403-591-7755.